Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Holla, welcome back to the show. You know, chirping birds are going to chirp. What's that mean? Chirping birds are going to chirp. Well, we'll talk about it on today's Every Day Saturday podcast. Welcome back. It's Sam Crowley. And dare, if you dare to go for your dream. How dare you go for your dream? Who do you think you are? You're supposed to be a slave to a job. You're supposed to conform. Even though you were born an original, you need to die a copy. That's the way society, most of society, wants you to be. Oh, I know. People will encourage you. Oh, you can do that. You can do that. But you go out there and do what it is that you're dreaming about doing. I call them the little birdies, man. They're going to be chirping, chirping, chirping. And happen to me, it'll happen to you if it hasn't already. If you've already had that happen to you, then you know how to deal with it. Or maybe you don't, and that's why you're dialed into today's show. My name's Sam Crowley. I quit the corporate slave camp May 6, 2005. Went broke. Terrible time in my life. Very humiliating. I had to go back to the J-O-B, the journey of the broke, to jump out of bed, the just over broke. And I had to go be a slave to a job for about another 18 months or so. But as I was doing that, I found strength. I found strength in God. And I think God broke me. I'm not saying he's going to break you. Maybe you've had the perfect life. But I mean, I was just a broken egomaniac. Caught up in my title, look at me, 15 years up the ladder, out the door, and man, it sucked. It's my ego. Oh my God. It's like, you ever had a balloon and you were just about ready to tie the balloon? You blow, you're blowing up the balloon and you're just about ready to tie it. Just, it flies away and all the air comes out of it. That was my ego. My career. Everything. Everything was tied to that title, man. It was so stupid. I can't believe I let that happen. My God, I was 37 years old acting like I was 14. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. You know what's funny? There's still men and women that I left back in the corporate slave camp that still act like that. Hey, what do you do? I talked about this last week on the show, how it's very dangerous when people ask what you do to describe your job description. VP of sales. Head of purchasing. Operations manager. Well, I'm a line supervisor. Okay. Really? That's what it says on your birth certificate? Sally Smith, line supervisor, second shift. I mean, come on, man. You were born to stand out, to be great. And when you do that, when you take that first step, you're going to hear the birdies chirping. They'll be laughing. Oh, what are you doing? Would you start a blog? Yeah, I saw your Facebook post. What is that all about? It's not that I don't support you, but what's that all about, man? Wow. You know, oh, you're gonna be a motivational speaker. Oh my God. You get like that Tony Robbins guy? Or that Gary Vaynerchuk? Are you gonna swear? Ooh, I don't like those guys. You know, so you'll get a lot of feedback, man. Feedback comes in all forms, but I would ask you, my friend, my podcast listening friend, I would ask you this question. Would you take advice in people from these people? Would you take advice from these individuals who are chirping, the birdies, chirp, chirp, chirp. Would you take advice from them on how to live your life? Of course you wouldn't do that, man. It'd be crazy. If you took advice from them, you'd be where they are. Lost, broken, miserable, jealous, regret-filled. You don't want to be filled with regret. You want to be filled with inspiration and ideas and dreams. So if you're hanging around individuals or even attaching your self-worth to the opinions of other people, those are the birds, man. And here's what's funny about the birds that are chirping right now in your life, okay? The birds that are chirping right now, they will move on. They will fly away. They will fly to another destination where someone else is dreaming and they will chirp over them. Because once you show the birds that, and these are miserable birds, man. Like, these are just the most miserable birds you ever met, okay? They're so miserable, their wings have been clipped. These are birds who can't fly, okay? And imagine a bird who cannot use their wings. All right. How miserable do you think they would be? They'd be frustrated, flopping around all over the place. Man, I can't, trying to fling. And you're out there flying around and you're having a great time. Now, you may not know where you're going. You may be, you're an eagle. All right. You're not just any bird. You're an eagle out there and you're soaring around and you're kind of, maybe you're going east, maybe you're going west, north, south. Doesn't really matter right now. What matters is that you have decided to spread your wings and fly like an eagle till you're free. I should record that song. And just think about it, though. And all the other birds, oh, look at him or look at her. She thinks she's so great trying to fly. You're going to write a book. Oh, you're going to be a speaker. Oh, you're opening a business. Oh, and then, you know, once you do it, though, and once you get your destination kind of dialed in, you don't need to know when you're that eagle soaring. You don't need to know if you start flying west, that's good enough for now. Doesn't matter if you're going to, you're starting where I live in Ohio, you know. And you start heading west, doesn't matter if you end up in Montana, Colorado, state of Washington, California, doesn't matter. What matters is you start heading in that direction. And you know what happens? Those birds can't fly. They can't fly with you. They can't keep up with you. So they'll stand back and they'll start chirping at somebody else because they'll lose interest in you because they can't hang with you. They can't fly with you. They're all caught up in judging you. And that's what happened. You know, I've experienced it. You've experienced it. We've all experienced it when we try to do something great. And sadly, though, some people choose not to fly because they don't want to be judged. They don't want to get that feedback. Let me tell you something. You get judged anyway, all right? And here, you know who the harshest judge is going to be? You, looking back on your life. I should have done this. I could have done this. I would have done this. Had I known it did, I wish I would have done it. You're going to be filled with that kind of judgment. Self-judgment is the worst. You know why? Because we know the truth about ourselves. You know the truth about yourself. You know, had you gone for it, you could have been successful. So let me give you some insight right now. Whatever age you are, from ages 25 to 85, it doesn't matter. It's never too late to start. It just is never too late to start. Spread the wings, start flying. The other birds are going to chirp, man. Who do you think you are? Why are you doing this? I know somebody that tried to do what you're doing right now, and it didn't end up too much. It's not that I don't think you'll be successful. I just don't want you to get your hopes up. Yeah. That's what we don't want people to do. We don't want people to get their hope up. And if you've ever heard a more asinine phrase than that, you let me know. Hit me up on the Insta, at everydayisSaturday. You can email me, sam@everydayisSaturday.com. Let me know if you've ever heard a more asinine saying than, I don't want you to get your hopes up. That's the birds chirping. Don't listen to them. Spread the wings, baby. Fly! Get out there and get going, because the bird's going to chirp, and they're going to chirp, and they're going to chirp. But you'll that sound starts to, instead of being like, chirp, it'll be like, chirp, you want to be able to hear it, chirp, and you're flying, man, and you're out there on your own. And now, all of a sudden, you know what you do? You hook up with other eagles, man, and you start flying. You're forming your mastermind team, and all you guys flying together, man, a different destination. It feels great. That's how life is meant to be lived. I'm not saying you're not going to run into some turbulence, okay? I'm not saying that the winds are always going to be at your back, but I'll tell you what, man, I don't know any other way to live life. That lends itself to significance, that lends itself to purpose, that involves you having passion, and giddy up, man. Can we at least agree on that? Today's the day we stop listening to the birds and we giddy up. Speaking of giddy up and get on my calendar. Launchwithsam.com. Book your 30-minute power call. I will call you, and it will be soon. It'll be like, well, as soon as you schedule the call, it'll be that quick. So let's get after it in a big, big way. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.